I had gotten up to the 1962 when the T carrier systems were introduced.
T carrier,
that's what we called it. Actually, it was a combination. A T carrier was the digital line, and the terminals were it had a D series. So a D1 bank worked with a T1 line. The T1 lines became much more widely used for all kinds of applications, and not necessarily with the PCM terminals. So it's complicated. As I mentioned that I myself left the project at that time. Forward without me. And I got involved in what was called transmission systems engineering, mostly aimed at developing the requirements for transmission systems, as opposed to actually being involved in the development and design and development of systems. One of of course, at that time, digital transmission had really just been introduced. And think about a telephone connection. The connection is put together, you dial a call number, the translations are done, determine what the correct routing and the alternate routing, you end up with a number of links in tandem. Sometimes the routing can be quite direct. Other cases, it may involve multiple short haul and long haul trucks. And there was a quality problem. Each of those links had to be maintained pretty strictly to have the right kind of loss, noise characteristics. Or if we put the whole product together in a connection, it would be usable.
Right.
So that was the challenge that I got into at that time. So how do you go about operating the systems in a way that ensures that set up a connection that's going to be satisfactory? And that led to the introduction of automatic testing, so that you can periodically test trunks to see whether they met requirements, and actually take them out of service automatically, but it didn't. That was really the beginning of a whole new kind of discipline in communications, which was the development of operations systems that had the purpose of helping to maintain parts of the network. So